The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. For a simple bivalve, the oyster has played an unusual role in human history. Point Pleasant, a community in New Jersey that was pummeled by Hurricane Sandy last October, is looking at oyster beds as a way to mitigate future flood damage. A sizable bulwark of oyster beds might slow future storm surges by acting as a natural seawall. The idea of using oyster beds to mitigate storm damage appears to be getting some traction among local officials, who say it seems to be an all-around win. Not only would the oyster beds protect the town's shorelines, they would also filter the water by removing pollutants. One oyster is capable of filtering up to 50 gallons of water every day, removing pollutants such as nitrogen and algae. The New Jersey community isn't the first to consider oyster beds to minimize flood damage, though. Urban planners have been working with biologists to propose such oyster texture as a way of protecting New York Harbor. Of course, such new systems are actually ancient in their design. Along the great majority of the Atlantic coast of North America, natural barrier islands and reefs are what have long protected the mainland from storm surges.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.